Another song that has a very strong anti-Bush element is the album's centerpiece and title track, a 10-minute epic that starts side two. We'll hear the story of that next on Gold.
Considering we hadn't made a record in so long, you know, a single album would have pleased everybody.
I thought it was made possibly dead and gone during the 14 years we were apart, and then after that, it became very much alive.
We're not too concerned with the passage of time or how long it took. The thing we're very glad about is that we actually got it done and that we think this new work stands with the best work we've ever done.
Gold. Gold, with the Eagles talking to us exclusively about their new album, Long Road Out of Eden. Here's Don Henley on the title track.
This song came about from an article that I read in a magazine that I love called Harper's. Here in America, you know, it doesn't have a huge readership, not for everybody, but I love the magazine. And I read an article in that magazine about an area in Iraq which lies just south of Baghdad, which was a vast wetland until Saddam Hussein drained it. And it lies between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. And it was originally a very fertile, verdant valley. And biblical scholars, I'm not a terribly religious person in the traditional sense, but I think from a historical perspective, you know, and that's what I'm about to tell you is strictly from a historical perspective, not a religious perspective. Scholars have determined that probably the Garden of Eden that is mentioned in the Bible was there in that wetland, that rich green wetland south of Baghdad between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. So the article goes on to say a great deal of the oil that is underneath Iraq is the carbonized, fossilized plant and animal material that existed in that area. So then the upshot of the article is when you're driving down the freeway in your SUV in America, if you're burning gasoline that has been refined from Iraqi petroleum, you are metaphorically at least burning the Garden of Eden. And the other meaning, of course, is although we have put a man on the moon and we have found the cures for certain kinds of cancer, and we live, you know, we have the internet and all these amazing miracles of the 20th and 21st centuries, we're still in some respects not very much more civilized than we were 2,000 years ago. So that's the other long road, is the long road to true enlightenment and civilization for the human race.
Long Road Out of Eden is, you know, the benchmark track from this record. It's never going to be a single. It wasn't intended to be. It starts out, you think it's the desert, you hear the wind, except it's a Diduc, you know, playing the call to prayer. That little ominous Wurlitzer line. And then the rake of the guitar, and then all of a sudden, there's some soldier, you know, staring at the scary night.
Moon shining.
I did a lot of research for that song. I researched, you know, in the first verse when it says, when you're talking about the soldier with dusty rifle in his trembling hands, there are many different adjectives I could have used to describe that rifle. But a friend of mine who is an attorney in Texas sent me this letter. I guess it was, I don't know if it was supposed to be classified information or what, but that some Marine had written to some people here in the States about the difficulties and the problems that they were having over there. And it was this whole delineation of all the weaponry, of what kind of rifles we use and what the problems were with each different model and how some of the older ones were better than the newer ones, but that the biggest problem of all was dust. That the wind would blow the sand and the dust into the rifles and the rifles would jam and they wouldn't work and you'd be caught in a firefight, you know, in this hail of bullets and your rifle would jam, and how inadequate some of our weaponry was. And I just thought, I put myself in that kid's place, you know, and how would you feel if you were getting shot at in the streets of Iraq in a foreign country and your damn gun wouldn't work, you know? And so that's where that whole imagery came from.
I think Don outdid himself, and I'm not blowing smoke. I mean, the guy just rode his butt off. He put a rough vocal on the track that they had cut. And I just went, my God, where did you come up with this story? How did you find all, you know? And he wrote more than he used. I mean, he really just must have, I mean, you can ask him and then tell me, but he had an incredible rush of inspiration, and he wrote all the lyrics for this. So then he sent me the track, and it's got the whole story there. Well, then everybody got excited.